Module 10, Handling Complaints, Part 1. In a diverse workplace, the chances of conflict are high. It is critical that HR is committed to providing a safe and diverse workplace for everyone. Employees need to know that any type of stereotypes or discrimination will not be tolerated. Education also needs to contain the complaint process. Develop process. Every employee has the right to wage a complaint that is confidential. The complaint processes need to be designed to be thorough, timely, and equal to all. These processes need to be documented and retained. Here are some of the requirements. Ways to report. Report information necessary. Confidentiality and non-retaliation descriptions. Investigation processes. Review procedures. Disciplinary processes. Publish process. After the design of the processes and their policies, this non-discrimination program needs to be printed and put into use. There needs to be several ways for employees to access this information. Because of this, here is a short list of places to include the complaint process. Employee Handbook, given to all employees upon orientation. HR Office, Manager or Supervisor. These policies need to be written at an 8th grade reading level to accommodate all employees. They should also be published in all languages spoken in the company. Written information should always be published in at least 14-point font to ensure ease of reading. Train employees. Employees need to be well-equipped to deal with any discrimination complaints they have. Before they can tackle the issue, they must be trained on the process of how to do so. Training can take the forms of e-learning, large group discussions, small group discussions. Regardless of how the training is conducted, there are several items to keep in mind to ensure the training is effective. The objective should be clear. The wording of the training is appropriate for all age and education levels. The context should be concise but thorough. Assess the effectiveness of the process. There are really two areas that should be assessed when it comes to the process of handling complaints. First, the training itself should be evaluated to gauge whether or not employees understand it and feel confident in implementing it. Secondly, once an employee files a complaint, is there proper follow-up and resolution? In both cases, there are some simple ways to assess effectiveness. Some of these are questionnaires, verbal informal feedback, focus groups, hotlines. Case study. James and Kathleen are having lunch. They just finished working on a course for sensitivity training, which includes a section on how to handle complaints regarding discrimination. Kathleen stated, in addition to appending this information to the employee handbook, they need to discuss how and when they are going to train current employees on the content. They agree that doing the training in large groups would be best. They also talked about the methods they will use to assess the effectiveness of the training. This will include having employees completing questionnaires and participate in focus groups. Once they've had the chance to consult with the HR department and department managers, they will establish the training dates.